T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, indeed, we are beamed back into our WWL Draft Fest coverage brought to you by TrainSouth.com here at the Rouses Market on Power Boulevard. Going to recap what the Saints have done so far today, where they got 4 picks of their 5 in already. In the 5th round, it was Spencer Rattler, quarterback out of South Carolina. Their other 5th round selection, Bub Means, the Pitt wide receiver out of Pitt. Then it was Texas linebacker Jalen Ford going with the 40th pick in round 5. And then we just talked to defensive tackle out of Northern Iowa, Christian Boyd, who went in the 6th round. Just a 7th round pick left for this squad. We'll see where they end up going there. Going to take a news break right now as we get ready to close things out on the Saints' big draft day. We'll be coming back to more with you right here on WWL Saints Radio after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back into our Draft Fest coverage brought to you by TrainSouth.com here at the Rouses Market on Power Boulevard. They got dollar day sales here all the time. Looking at the pork tenderloins and St. Louis rib style pork ribs, gentlemen. I might have to pick up some. Only $1.97 a pound. We'll get to cooking right after the draft. The Saints have been cooking today. They got one more pick on the board in round 7. Definitely curious to see where this black and gold squad there kind of rattled off the picks made today to go along with their first round selection of Taloisi Fuaga out of Oregon State, the offensive tackle, and then corner Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama was their second round pick. Obviously hard to say what else is left for this black and gold squad to do in the 7th round. If you had, a positional preference right now for this team, where would you like to see them go in this last round?
Get your preferred free agent that you think that you like, but it's going to cost you too much. Go get your preferred free agent. That's basically what the calls are happening right now.
Yep.
All of your coaches, all of your scouts are calling players right now. Hey, I only have one pick. And whoever they think is going to be the toughest to sign, you need to pick him now.
Safety, and also either that or a tackle guard or a guard center.
Well, I got a question for you. Would you consider a punter here?
Well, with the new rules and the way Rizzi kind of set that up.
Well, but that's kickoff.
I get it. But the way they set up the punt game this year, it was almost built around the punter, wasn't it?
Oh, entirely.
It was built around the punter.
Was that out of necessity?
It might have been. But my thing about it, was it successful? Very.
Yeah, it was very successful. I mean, but can you sustain that, I guess, is my question.
See, that part I don't know.
Well, you're going to have to answer because we got 2 hours over here. You're going to have to tell me something, Mike.
I think the way it worked last year with that, you know, kind of rugby-type run and kick it off, nobody got nothing on the run back on you.
Okay.
That to me, bottom line, if you ain't getting no run back return yardage, you've done your job.
Yeah, I mean, look, we got an open conversation over here. I mean, it's just –
Yeah, we got 2 hours.
The difference, you're never going to flip the field, right? If you're punting inside, you're 10, you're 5.
So you're losing – you're losing hidden yardage because you're not truly flipping the field.
I mean, I'm not saying – I shouldn't say that. I should never say never.
Well, I mean, that's what you said.
I know, but I'm just saying I'm pulling back a little bit. It is not his strength to be punting inside the 10-5 goal line to flip the field. That's not what Lou Headley does.
Okay.
He had 31 inside the 20. So if that offense can move a little bit, now you've done what you needed to do for Lou Headley. But, you know, I was – when he first – my first month or so, I could not wrap my head around it.
None of us could.
But
you saw the method to the madness.
Right.
And no, not early on. We didn't see it.
No, that's what I'm saying. The first month.
But as it passed, you could see the method to the madness.
I could see the receivers going, I don't want to touch that dang thing.
Because it's coming at you.
But if they run up and catch it.
So we've had a year.
Yep.
You've seen it on film. Mm-hmm. Now there will be adjustments. So how do you counter that adjustment, I guess, is the question.
He's not going to change the way he punts the ball.
I don't think he can.
I think he is who he is.
It'd be 32. He's been punting like that.
So my first question.
Yeah, he ain't no spring chicken in this league.
So my first question again.
Yeah, I think they'll bring somebody in.
Do you consider a punter here?
Oh, here?
With your 7th round pick.
Now, if I could have got that Iowa punter, it'd be a different story.
That's a little bit different.
Because that dude, he wants to boom it straight in the air.
Yeah.
And he wants to have all that hang time and that you run down under it.
Well, and I wouldn't be surprised as well. If you don't pick a punter, I wouldn't be one bit surprised. It's like, just like with kicker this year.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to bring in some competition, just to be able to see it, just to be able to say, hey, look, yes, we like what we're doing. We like the direction. And that's just the nature of the beast when you get into the kicking as well as punting arena. I mean, it's no different than a running back.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, looking at the NBA playoff scenarios right now, it is UGLY in the Smoothie King Center. Pels down 89-69 to the OKC Thunder here. Pretty brutal start for this, just an overall outing for this team that came home. You wanted to see some kind of spark.
You ain't seen no spark. This team flat as a pancake.
And we kind of talked about it off mic.
Flat.
OKC not looking like a week one seed right
now. Yeah, all this stuff about the – okay, I don't know what they do pass here, okay? Because the West is tough, really tough. But, man, to think that number one seed wasn't going to clock you –
I thought that they would eventually win. I didn't think it would be you get swept.
And how you got beat the last two games.
A sweep is a sweep. It wasn't you had one close game.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We're live from Rouse's Market on Power. Come out, talk football, do some shopping with Team WWL. Be right back after this. Back here on our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. Happy to welcome in the Saints' newest draft pick. Welcome into the black and gold, Christian Boyd. Just describe in a few words what it was like hearing your name called on draft day.
It was an amazing feeling. You know, I'm sitting here with my friends and family, and, you know, I couldn't be more happier, especially going to a great organization like the New Orleans Saints, an historic organization, and, you know, I just can't wait to get ready.
Christian, I'm here with former Saints running back Deuce McAllister, also our NFL analyst Mike Dettillier, and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. We got our team here for our Draft Fest coverage. Going to hand you over to Deuce McAllister right now.
Sounds good.
Christian, where are you at right now? I know you said you were with your friends and family, but where is that?
Back home in Kansas City.
Oh, so you're in KC. So how often have you been down to New Orleans, or what do you know about the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana?
I've only been to New Orleans one time, and that was for a 30 visit with the Saints. And, you know, I had a great time being down there. And, you know, I don't really know much about it, but, you know, I feel like just the vibe I got from around the people, you know, I feel like I could fit in really well. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, I could definitely, you know, touch down there and, you know, have a great time.
When you visited down here, who did you spend the most time? Was it with the D-line coach, DC? Did you guys get up on the whiteboard and talk a little bit, football, a little shop, just trying to figure out, you know, how all of that went for you and how was the feeling that you felt? You know, once you met with him, hey, look, yes, I can rock here.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely – I was with the D-line coaches the most of the time. You know, we had really great meetings. You know, they asked me about my personal life. And then we got on the board, you know, and, you know, they walked me through their playbook, and I did really well in that. And, you know, they said it would be a great match to have me. And, you know, the opportunity to come for the Saints to come grab me, and they did, and, you know, I couldn't be more happy.
Christian, Mike Dettillier from WWL. One of the things with you is you've never been, you know, people come into the college world and the professional world all differently, but you weren't that five-star recruit and you weren't that early-round pick, but you played a game like you got a chip on your shoulder every snap. And, man, I enjoyed watching you. And your ability to get off a block and leverage skills. So kind of how did you pick that up? Because that's not something like you all of a sudden learn. The technical part of the game, but you have gotten really good at it. Who's been the biggest influence on you from the technique standpoint?
Definitely my defensive line coach at UNI, Coach Bryce Pop. You know, he's an amazing coach, an even better person. But, you know, we work tirelessly hours and hours every week critiquing my technique. And, you know, I definitely want to be where I'm at without him.
This is Mike Haas, Christian. I'm the play-by-play voice. We're just trying to answer. We got a little bit of noise here at our supermarket. Have you talked to Trevor Penning? What has been your conversations with him, either before, during, or after?
I haven't talked to Trevor much recently. But when I went down for that 30 visit, you know, I had a really good time, and then I came back, and then, you know, I talked to Trevor, and, you know, he just told me about how he loves it down there, and, you know, he feels like I could fit the scheme and fit the system of and being the New Orleans Saint, and, you know, it actually happened, and he actually was training with me when I was training for the pre-draft process at Training House for a couple of weeks, so we talked a few times there and had some really good conversations, and, you know, God's blessing, you know, I'm in this position now.
Well, I know that your friends, I assume you know as well, but I know your friends have reminded you that even though the dates haven't come out, that you'll be making a trip to Kansas City this year, Saints against the Chiefs, yeah. So that'll be interesting for you and your friends.
Yeah. You know, I got that. I already got that circled in my mind, so I can't wait.
Christian, just wondering for you, what's that mentality for you playing in the trenches?
I feel like I understand that, you know, it's the trenches. It's a battle every single play, every single snap. You know, whether it's practice and a game and walkthrough, you know, I got to bring it. You know, I'm playing against grown-ass men who's trying to feed their families. And, you know, I understand that. And, you know, I can't wait to go in there and compete.
Christian, I picked it up when you said it, and I kind of lost track of him. Bryce Pop, the former NFL player, it was a guy who played, man, I remember him with the Packers, and he played with the Bills, Jaguars, Vikings. So you got taught by a former NFL sort of stand-up defensive end outside linebacker. Man, that's great in the development that you get taught by a guy who has played the game at the highest level.
For sure. I mean, like I said, Coach Pop is a great coach. He understands what it takes to get to the next level. He said it wasn't no magic pill. I'm not just going to get drafted at UNI without putting in the work. And so, you know, I understood that. I went and put in the work extra in the weight room, work extra in the film room, work extra outside of practice. And, you know, with his help, you know, he helped me get to this point.
Christian, coming to the city of New Orleans, how much do you know about it, the fan base, and the culture of the Saints?
I mean, I know y'all got an amazing fan base. And, you know, I know you guys are known for food. So, you know, I'm a big dude, and, you know, I can't wait to go down there and try everything.
Looking at some of your off-the-field hobbies, what does Christian Boyd like to do in his downtime?
You know, I like to hang out with my friends, family. I like to play video games and, you know, really just stay in that weight room. I mean, that's what I love to do. Even outside of football, I'm going to be in that weight room. So that's what I like to do.
Christian, I don't know if they've asked you, and I apologize if they have. You were not invited to the combine, right?
No, sir.
So when you had your pro day, that must have been a big deal for you, because this was your shot, right? This was your shot, and I think Mike said you pumped the iron about 38 times.
I think it was 37 or 38, right, Christian?
38, yes, sir.
But I mean, that was your day, right? That was your moment to show them, hey, I got what it takes.
Yeah, and, you know, I actually tweaked my hamstring a few days before that, so I could only do bench. So, you know, I had my friends, family there, had my teammates there, and, you know, I had to show out in some way. And then a couple weeks after that, I ended up doing my pro day at Iowa in front of the scouts, did everything, and, you know, I did really well. And, you know, I'm glad I got the opportunity.
Christian, what's the one thing maybe you've worked on the most in the offseason since the football season ended for you?
Definitely my feet work, my footwork, and my hand speed, you know, when it comes to pass rushing, because I know that, you know, that's how you stay in the league, you know, getting to that quarterback. And, you know, I've been trying to improve that point of my game, that facet of my game, as much as possible.
Become the MMA fighter in the middle.
Yep.
One thing we ask of all the Saints' new draft picks is you got to give us, Christian, your biggest, loudest hoot at to welcome yourself to the Saints Nation.
I got you. Hoot at. Let's go, New Orleans. Let's go.
All right. Well, good job, Christian.
Christian Boyd, definitely appreciate the time. We'll be seeing you soon on the practice field, and best of luck to you here in New Orleans.
Thank you. Can't wait to be down there. Thank you.
Thank you, Christian.
Good luck.
Awesome stuff from the Saints' sixth-round draft pick and Christian Boyd, 6'4", 317 out of Northern Iowa. Looking forward to seeing what he brings to this black and gold roster. Saints have one more pick. We're waiting on it here in the seventh round.
But, Steve, thinking about it, when he said Bryce Pop, okay, I remember Bryce. He was a Pro Bowler 4 or 5 years. He was the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He was 94 or 95. It's one of those years.
Yeah.
He was – and so you're talking about that's your defensive line coach.
Hope you're soaking in that knowledge like a sponge.
Because, you know, when you get to get taught by a guy that's played this game at that level, that really helps you out. And I hadn't heard Bryce Pop's name in a long time. I knew he'd gotten in the coaching business, but I forgot he was at Northern Iowa.
Well, typically, here's what I know. When you got a young man says, I'm going up against grown-ass men trying to feed their families, he's
he
ready.
Gets it, right?
He gets it. He's ready.
And I know exactly
and
who
I'm quoting because I didn't say that myself. I'm quoting.
But I know who he got that from, and that's Bryce Pop. Because Bryce went along the exact same route he did.
Well, folks, we'll be right back with more of our TrainSouth.com WWL draft coverage right after this here on WWL. Well, Steve Geller here with Saints legend Deuce McAllister, draft analyst Mike Dettillier, and Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints. We're bringing you all the live action of the draft, plus the all-pro analysis. Come meet us in Metairie, Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, official supermarket of the Saints. That's 3711 Power Boulevard. We'd love to meet you. We'll be here till 6 o'clock as this draft is wrapping up. The Saints have one more pick, guys, in the seventh round. Anxious to see how they close it out. Pretty strong day from them, I feel, so far. Looking at some of the selections that just came off the board. The last four, defensive end out of Ole Miss, Cedric Benson going to the Bengals. Guard from USC, Jarrett Kingston, ends up with San Fran. The Dallas Cowboys get Ryan Flournoy, Southeast Missouri State wide receiver, and then center from Arkansas, Boyd Limerick, just going to the LA Rams. Three more picks in the sixth round. That'll be with Baltimore, Buffalo, and then Tampa Bay closing things out on the sixth.
Tell us about Cedric Johnson, Deuce.
Very productive defensive end, a guy that can play both sides. Did not play in the
bowl game,
and, you know, probably didn't make a lot of people happy. He had an evaluation going into the draft of a guy that probably could have been a second or third rounder, and so to get him in the sixth, you know, I don't know if it was they felt like that he was maybe a little stiff or couldn't hold up on the edge or maybe disappeared at times. But I think that he'll have a shot to be a fairly productive pro. I don't think that he will be a guy that will start every game for
part
you.
Part of
but
a
I think,
rotation.
He's definitely a part of a rotation. And then probably got pretty good speed overall, has pretty good speed at that defensive end position.
I see the Ravens have just taken Devin Leary. And he was a transfer guy. He started at North Carolina State, then he transferred to Kentucky. I watched him last year. He was El Lazio. Man, he couldn't hit the backside of a barn with a bazooka at times. 25 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. But he wasn't the same guy that I saw at North Carolina State, where I thought he was a productive quarterback. He was accurate last year. He was all over the board throwing the football. So
I was trying to think of OC was – we know Rich left. Was Rich back the OC at KC? Rich Scanagaros? Rich Scanagaro?
Trying to think if he was.
I think he was back because I know it was Lynn Cohen who had flipped a little
yes,
bit. Remember?
Yes.
The with the Rams, he left, went back to the pros, and they went
then
and got another
back.
And came back. And so Baltimore does get another quarterback in that room for him, and you know you want him to capture, I guess, that North Carolina State kind of magic.
He looked good at North Carolina State 2 years ago. Last year he didn't. He wasn't very good throwing the football, and I thought he was so inaccurate. And you could tell his body balance and him not setting his feet right. And, you know, we're talking about this with Michael Pratt, that he's not been selected yet. That has got to be a medical.
It's got to be medical.
That we don't know the whole story on, that he's still here mm-hmm. in the draft, still available in round seven.
Guys, unfortunately, heard on the social media rounds, looking at things, that the crowd at the Smoothie King Center, a lot of them heading for the exit. Pelly's down 103-81. We got 2:30 left in the game.
Okay, would that shock you? Okay, you down more than 20 points with 2 minutes left?
Not even 5 o'clock on Saturday? You got a whole
but you got a lot of time to coordinate tonight.
They get into their cars to hear the final hour of this coverage, baby.
That's it, man.
Absolutely, catching up on all the Saints picks.
That and headed over to Jazz Fest.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
golf's about
the way
over,
you can
so you can't do that.
Yeah, Missouri Classic. I mean, you may be able to catch the last,
the very last
two or three holes.
Just go down to,
and that's if you're moving
that's
pretty
right.
fast.
Just go eat some oysters at Drago's on the 18th hole uh-huh. and hang there for a while.
Mentioning those two picks left in round six, guys, we got the Buffalo Bills, and then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will close things out in that round. Then let's see, like we just actually talked about. I'm looking at best available quarterbacks. Michael Pratt definitely at top of the list, guys. That's followed by Keaton Slovis from BYU. I'm like, who?
No, that dude, he didn't bounce. So what is this, 14?
Yes, this is Slovis' 14.
And then, you know who hasn't been picked yet from University of Louisiana? Nathan Thomas from Chalmette. And he played tackle that night. He had a knee injury late in the year, and he missed the bowl game. And he's a guard tackle type of swing player. But Nathan Thomas was a good player at University of Louisiana. He Raging Cajuns. I know Charlie and I talked about him quite a bit when we were doing these draft previews, that he was a guy that starting tackle, but he had seen some work also inside at the guard position. But again, we go back to the medical, that late knee injury and surgery, and man, teams, they sway away from that.
Oh, someone another local school looking at a guy like Charles Turner. Are we expecting to hear his name?
Yeah, I didn't hear Charles. Charles is not a natural 300. I'd have to see him get on that scale for 300 because he looked more in the 285, 290 range. But, man, he's a really good technician. He knows how to use his arms and hands well. He has had experience at center, guard, and tackle at LSU. Now, I think his coach Odette told me this. When he came to LSU, I think he was 232 pounds playing offensive line.
Well, he got to beef up back at LSU then.
Man, because if you're 290 now, that's a pretty good amount of weight you put on. Now, I don't know how well he can sustain that, but you can see power people give him trouble. But if he gets his hands on you, he sort of moves you around. But he has played all three positions. Again, center has mainly been his spot. But he's played at guard, and he has seen work at tackle.
One thing I love reading in his draft profile, at least, Mike, plays with an edge and blocks to the echo of the whistle.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
That's all the way to the end.
He's a tough, tough guy.
The Buccaneers with the final pick of the sixth round from Germany.
We just saw a corner from Penn State, Daquan Hardy, going to the Buffalo Bills there.
And so now the Bucks are up.
It's like a beautiful day in Detroit.
Man, it's nice, isn't it? Jesus.
Go ahead.
I would assume some of those people have said, you know what?
It's time to roll.
Where they going?
I don't want 300,000 leaving at once.
Where they going, though?
I don't know.
Where they going? You might as well. You're at the party. Stay at the party. I mean,
I guess you're right.
NFL, they're not just going to shut down just because.
The draft is over?
It's not New Orleans. Can you take your drink outside? Can you take your drink down the street? I don't know.
Well, there, I can guarantee you they've opened up that whole area.
Right. It's like a bar.
It's a resort. Yeah. It's just a big resort area for you.
Do you know where this place is, where they are?
Yeah. It's right. I mean, it's right downtown, right off of it. And so they can, look at the water. You can walk down into the water. So it's a pretty nice little area. It's not our downtown, but that's where they're trying to get to.
Got it.
Enjoying everything at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. We're going to take a break. Be back with more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage right after this on WWL. Welcome back into our NFL Draft coverage. Steve Geller along with Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, and Mike Dettillier. Guys, things haven't been great for the Pellies, and play the sad violins. They go down 106-85, now in a 0-3 hole to the OKC Thunder. Like I said, 106-85, not a great showing from New Orleans in the Smoothie King Center, where, man, it has been a rough season at home for this team. And just the postseason hit, I know Zion's not playing, but, Mike, you mentioned it, the team just zippo in confidence area right now.
No, back-to-back games, you flat as a pancake. Nothing. No energy, no nothing. And OKC, they came out, and they really had a lot to kind of hang the lip on because, they kind of stole the game late from the Pelicans, and yet the energy. And
that there kind of sucked it.
And you saw the fans engaged in game two in Oklahoma City. But, you thought maybe you could flip it a little bit today, but nothing. And, I mean, this ain't close. They got torched today.
And they kept going from three-point range, dudes. They went just 9 of 32 from beyond the arc.
You got to take the threes, but you got to make them. Some of those were wide open. I'm surprised by this series when you look at it from a 3-0 standpoint. But you look at some of the other teams. You talk about Phoenix. Phoenix is down 3-0. And then you look at the
They look old, though?
Yeah,
the
they
Suns,
look old. But
they look old today.
They still got superstars.
Yeah, they got stars, but they look old, the old stars, so to speak.
And then what's the other series? I think Dallas is up 2-1 on the Clippers, and then the other one is it 3-0 as well?
Yeah.
Lakers and Denver?
Lakers and Denver. And
Lake Show.
Yeah, the Lake Show. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull one off tonight. I think they play later on tonight.
And right,
I don't know if they can pull it off. And so for the Pelicans, though, when you look at it, I think they have the 21st maybe or 20s. They've got two first-round picks for sure. But the question becomes, can you package some of that and, kind of shake this team up? Because
Deuce, is it time to think about, we got to rearrange and just more than a couple chairs?
Well, that's where you are.
Yeah, you at that point now.
That's where you are. Because with this group right here, you've run it back a couple of times and we can say, it's injuries. Look, at some point, it is what it is. You're going to have maybe only two of them together. You would love to have all three of them, but I don't know if that's going to happen. And it's you're at that point. That's where you are.
And so the Buffalo Bills, you saw that.
First pick around 7, yeah. And I love what the school on my board is saying, England.
He's a rugby player. Travis Clayton, a rugby player, offensive tackle. I think he's 6'7", in the 300-pound range. We seeing some film of him. He's a large man out there running with a ball in his hands.
Those thighs. He got some yams.
Now, he's not ready for primetime football yet, but you take a chance on that. We talked about it before, Steve. Your old team, the Eagles, and look what they did, the kid from Australia.
Right.
And how well he has turned out. And, we saw – the Lions, they pick a young man from British Columbia who was a rugby player. He did have some football background in British Columbia, but still, man, these athletes. And if you're that big of a man, see how quickly you can develop.
Now, he will not, if he makes the team, he's on the practice squad, will not count against. He's part of the IPP, I believe, International Pathways Program.
But I think he's an actual draft pick.
But he's a different, right? So it's different.
It's different than Charlie Smith.
Correct. Right. Correct.
Okay. He's an actual draft pick.
So he will count against.
Yes, he would.
And Mike, you mentioned the kid from Australia, Jordan Maliata, just got paid too, along with all the other guys, the wide receivers, you know, the quarterback. But Maliata getting 3 years, $66 million extension.
Man, you can buy a lot of stuff in Australia with that $66 million.
Mike, you can buy a lot of stuff in Philadelphia.
Man, just think how much stuff you can buy on the bayou for $66 million. That's what I'm thinking of. Well,
there's only one of us that can answer that question.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that route, but
looking on the clock right now is the Washington Commanders. It's after that it would be the Raiders and then Bengals. Interested to see how close we're getting here to the Black and Gold, who have pick number 239 overall. We're on pick 222 at the moment.
It's the 19th pick of the 7th. How many in the 7th do we have? We had 44 in the 6th. We have 37 in the 7th. Look, I covered the draft back in 1985, and it was 16 rounds, something like that, 12.
Yeah, but you didn't have 32 teams either, though.
No, but I mean, I waited at a cat's apartment from 8 o'clock in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and he thought he was going first or second round.
Was it one day or was it 2 days?
It was 2 days.
2 days.
It was two days, but it was.
I remember Hokie's story. Hokie got picked in the 10th round. So they had told him, oh, you're going to get picked in the 8th round, 9th round. Hokie said, to hell with this. He left. But his roommate
probably
picked
right.
up the phone and said, hey, Bum Phillips would like to talk to you with the Saints. Hokie, they called Hokie up. I don't know how they connected.
I was going to say, how'd they do that?
He said, wait a minute. Man, somebody's pulling your leg on this. He didn't even realize he had actually got drafted until one of the TV people showed up at his apartment. To interview him. He didn't even realize. He thought they were playing a prank on him.
Speaking of Hokie, it made me think of Jim Henderson. Spoke to him this week. He's doing much better, certainly after quintuple bypass surgery, as well as, I believe it was aortic valve replacement. Said he's doing well. And today's Saturday. Yesterday was the first day he was allowed. Someone was going to take him fishing.
Oh,
and
let him go out on
know,
the boat.
If you know Jim, they're not much above that. There's one thing above that, and he's allowed to do that too, and that's have one gin martini in the evening. And so he is doing well. And
cheers to Jimbo.
Cheers to Jimbo. And
God bless him, man.
Yeah. We talked about the draft, and it was great. So much progress for my friend.
So we'll stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We are live from Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Hey, man, it's a beautiful day out there. Why don't you grab some live or boiled crawfish? You can get it here till 6 o'clock, where you can see us, too. Stop by the Power Boulevard Rouse's Market. Talk to you then. We'll be right back with more sports of WWL Draft Fest after this. Welcome back into our WWL Draft Fest coverage here at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Giving you a little recap of the action so far today for the Black and Gold, who have made 4 of their 5 draft picks in round 5. They had 3. It was quarterback from South Carolina, Spencer Rattler, then wide receiver Bub Means out of Pittsburgh, and linebacker Jalen Ford of Texas going to the Black and Gold. That was in the 5th round. 6th round pick, defensive tackle Christian Boyd out of Northern Iowa. And now we're waiting on that 7th round pick. They have the 19th overall selection in the 7th round.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.